Okay, we are on page 282, and we are in Simon Shin Yud Tes Se'if Zayin. Page 282, Simon Shin Yud Tes Se'if Zayin. We're continuing on the concept of melilois. The previous sif, sif vav, on the previous page, we spoke about you're not supposed to rub grains between your fingers to have to do it with a shinoi in small amounts. So on that theme, we said like this, says the Shulchan Aruch, top of the page, how you like melilois me'er shavos, if you already had these things rubbed between your fingers before Shabbos, le'yenapeh be'kanoin, you should not menapeh, means sift it, you shouldn't sift it, like right? And nafa is a sifter. You shouldn't sift it be'kanoin with a kanoin. Now we had the word kanoin already mentioned in this simon. Kanoin, Rashi, he brings Rashi, Peirush Rashi, kli shiroishay echad rachav v'sheni osi kamin malzev, the top side of this kli is wide and it's like a funnel, gets narrow. But noisim akitnias b'roishay rachav, and you put the beans in the top side, the top wide part of it, and then you give it a shake, and then the food, which is the beans, roll down the funnel into the narrow and through the narrow part, and the psalis, which is like leaves are not round, or the impurities which are not round, they won't roll down and they'll remain inside the kli. That's the way of separating the beans, circular beans that will roll down, from the different impurities that are mixed into it. So you're not allowed to, when you have these, so you've got these grains which have already been rubbed from before Shabbos, you can't sift them through this funnel to get the beans to roll, not the beans, the seeds to roll through and the impurities to remain behind, like the chaff, whatever, the husk to remain behind, the tamchui, or you also can't use a tamchui, perish ka'ara, gadei, a large bowl, to do the same thing. If you're going to shake it around till it separates, you can't do that. So although the actual melilos, which means like the mafarik, where you're doing the malacha of mafarik, which is dash, which is separating the connection between the seed and the husk, you really did that before Shabbos, but now you would actually physically separate them into two piles, I mean, and get the food away from the husk. You can't use a kli to do it. That is back in the world of Boira again. We're in the world of Dosh, which is Mefarik, which is part of the Malacha of threshing, and now we're back into the world of selecting, because you're using a kli to select, that will be an Issa D'Rabban. V'loi b'shtei yadov, and don't use both hands to separate the husk and the seeds. Rather, do it with one hand, which here means like to blow it, and you can do it, blow it as hard as you want, but just do it in one hand as a way of separating the husks and the seeds. Okay, more details in the Mishnah Berurah. Sifkan Chofe, Melilos Me'er Shabbos. You already have these grains which have been rubbed from before Shabbos. Even if you did rub them a little bit before, on Shabbos itself, which we discussed in the previous, this is a way of doing it. You do the tips of your fingers and you do it a small amount only. That will also be okay to do on Shabbos itself. Also, you have a het over here. The way you can do it, the way you can't do it, you can't use a kli to do it, but you can do it with one hand and blowing with full force. So why then did the Shulchan Aruch speak about doing it from before Shabbos? To tell you that even if you had a lot of these things, these grains that had been rubbed, you're allowed to still have them in one hand and blow them on Shabbos itself. So Enechanami, you could have a small amount of these grains from doing it on Shabbos itself, but the Chiddush, why the Shulchan Aruch spoke about before Shabbos, to tell you even a large quantity, it would be okay. Using a funnel or a large bowl, it's a drabbonon to use these kalim to select them, because you might come to use a nafakra, a sivra sifter, which would be to yeshbezechi of chatas. Means the kli, which is a meyuchad, specially meant for boira, to use such a kli on Shabbos as a deraisa. So even a kli which is not specially meant for boira, you shouldn't use that either. That's a drabbonon to protect you from coming to the issa deraisa. Okay, the Sifkan Chavzayin, V'loi b'shtei yadav, don't separate it, blow it with two hands. The Hainin L'dabik shtei yadav ka'achas means to clasp your two hands together, V'likach b'shneiem l'napech, and then you put into the, and you put the grains in your hands, and then you blow. L'napech. Even to what lenapeach means to blow or to shake up, maybe it could mean physically to try to shake it around till it blows off. But the simple translation is lenapeach means to blow, nipuach. So you're putting your hands together in a way where you're kind of holding the grains in your hands, but then you blow it so all the chaff kind of blows off. So that is okay to do on Shabbos. Sorry, it's not okay with two hands, okay with one hand. Fine. Again, just the last sentence of the last line of that. To do it from one hand to the other would not be okay. You have to do it all in one hand and get off the chaff that way, that would be okay. Sif Ches in the Shulchan Aruch.
What are Kanun and Tampoy again?
A funnel and a large bowl. We spoke about it twice already, once here and once we spoke about it early in the Siman. The Kalim, which are not specially meant for Boyer, but because they're Kalim, there's a Gezeirah left you come to use ones which are meant for Boyer, like a Sivra Sifta. Sif Ches in the Shulchan Aruch. Ein Shoyren Es HaKaushinim Peyush HaOruch Vitzah Belaz. You're not allowed to soak Kaushinim as a type of animal food. Vitzer, which is vetch. I don't know if you know what vetch is, but I know the English word for this animal fodder is V-E-T-C-H, vetch. That's the word I've always had in my mind for the last however number of years. Vitzer, don't soak this vetch. Dehainu. Shemeitzif mayim aleihem b'chli kedei la'aseh ha'psoilef. By pouring water on it from a kli in order to remove the impurities. So you're basically using water as a way of separating the food from the refuse, because some refuse will float to the top, some types of refuse float to the top, lighter ones, leaves, whatever, and some refuse will go to the bottom, depending on what you're separating from what. But to use water as a way of separating is an issa. The Mishnah says it's a issa, could even mean issa d'oraisa. So the Shulchan Aruch continues. The second thing you can't do, v'lo shofin oisam v'yad. You're also not allowed to rub this grain with your hand, because they last the abscess in order to remove the impurities. Da'avale kaboyah, because that's like an act of boyah, separating. V'noisnam b'kavara, but you can put them in a sifter, but not actually to sift them. Afal pisha noifel abseles derech nikveh b'kavara. You're just putting it in there to transport it from place to place, and if when you're transporting it, a few bits come out, fall out the bottom, that's not your concern. So it's okay to use this sifter to just as a way of transportation technique, but not to use it as a sifter. That would be okay. Sifkan chofres. Ein shayrin. Do not soak. Huadin im yesh pseiles v'oicha moiravim. Same thing applies when you have impurities, refuse and food mixed up together. And meaning the case we spoke about in Shulchan Aruch, when you've got the animal fodder, etc. But the same thing applies when you have Tzoyles and Oichel, refuse and food, mixed up together. Also, lit number mayim, because you pull up Tzoyles and Mata, you're going to offer, or you're tzif and Mala, you're going to Tevin. You're not allowed to put it into water as a way of making it if the Tzoyles will be heavy, like dirt, it will go to the bottom, and if it's light, like straw, it will float to the top. It's a way of separating them. You're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. You're using water as your kli for separating. Well, it's not a kli, but your technique to separate. Sifkon choftes, kaushinim, hakashinim, who malcha behemoth type of animal fodder, ruadin, tapuchi adama, same thing even applies to potatoes. Vechol ki hagavna, la yitin aleim mayim, kedi lasir, havak, ve'afam aleim. You're not allowed to put it into water. This is much more practical. I mean, potatoes, if they're raw, whatever, but I'm saying, if you've got fruits or vegetables and you want to get the dirt off, then to put it into water to separate, to get the dirt and the dust off of the vegetable, the fruit, would be an issa as well. There's a question about washing it under a stream of water and how you can do it, what type of dirt. We're not getting too much now into this, but this is the makar. This sif cotton is the makar for the heter or lack of, in certain cases, for washing fruit. If the dirt is stuck on and mixed up into it, it's just on the outside. But it's all based on this sif, and you'll see in the footnotes lots of details about that. Sif cotton lamed af al pi shenofel. So we said that you can move this vetch, whatever, from one place to another using a sifter, even though stuff might fall through the holes. But you're not using it for that purpose; you're using it to transport it. That's okay. And says the Mishnah Brura, Sifkon Lamad, Kaven She'enim is Kavnaka, since it's not your intention to do any type of separation, then it's okay. Sif test in the Shulchan Aruch. Mishameres is a filter. This is a filter usually used for separating the sediment from the wine, or equivalent, or by water it might be to get the impurities. Meshamer, a filter. What? Strainer. Strainer, a filter. Afilu tuluya me'er Shabbos, even if it's been set up, like stretched out and set up before Shabbos, also litain bar shmarim, you can't put sediment into it, meaning that sediment should get caught in it and the wine should go through. Avilu nosan bar shmarim me'er Shabbos, if you already put the sediment there from before Shabbos, and now it's kind of dripped out all of its, the wine's already dripped out from it, so the kind of the main act of separation has already been done from before Shabbos, then mutter litain aleim mayim, because yachzu slim lazuv. You're allowed to then pour water on this sediment in order that it should start to kind of, it's dried out now, you want to get it to start flowing again, so you pour water to get it to start flowing its liquid, its wine, like wine type of liquid. So that would be okay. So again, to actually strain the wine would be asa. You can't put the sediment in there, it should again drip out the wine. The wine should drip through the strainer, that's not allowed. But if it already was done before Shabbos, then you can pour water through to get it moist again and have the wine to start flowing again through it, or come out, whatever's kind of in the dried out sediment will start to come out by pouring water. That's okay. So we've gone lamed aleph mishameres kli shemasanei b'hashmarim b'yayin yored zach b'tzalol. It's a kli, it's a strainer, right? A filter that you use, that you put the sediment in it, and the wine flows down through it. So that is a classic example of a kli, which is miyuchad v'boira. So we've gone lamed aleph osalitain. You're not allowed to put the sediment there, meaning that it's got wine. It's moist, wet sediment. It's got wine. And it's got wine that's going to drip out. You can't put it into the filter on Shabbos. Oslitain. There's actually a deraisa of here, because it separates the food, which means the wine, from the refuse, which is the sediment through this. Or it could be ayin shama gemara. And alternatively, the gemara gives two options as to which malacha it is. It could be the malacha of boire, it could be the malacha of marake, which is sifting. Okay, so that's one. Either way, gemara comes out if you're warned. Whichever one you're warned for, a person could be chayev for doing it. It's one of those two av malachas. So it's kan lamed gimel sululim, but you can pour water through the sediment when it's dried out. If you already filtered it before Shabbos, you can add pour water through the dried out sediment on Shabbos to get it to flow wine again. So that the sediment will be clear, like cleaned out, whatever, and the water will start to flow through it. In mikzas minayayin, jenisha balua, because again, what happens now, the water is going to pick up some of the wine that's from the dried out sediment. It's going to make it moist, and then some of the wine will come out of the sediment and mix up with the water it's going through, and it will come out together. Why is that not an act of boire? If you're pouring it through the sediment, because the water is already filtered, it's clear water, regular clear flowing water. There's nothing you need to take out, but there's no refuse, there's no bad, you're just pouring clear water through a filter. That does not involve any malacha. If you want, it's permitted on Shabbos to put water on sediment that remained from a barrel, and then, meaning the bottom of a barrel, you got your sediment as well, it's kind of dried out, same type of idea. You want to pour water through the into the sediment, and then it's going to absorb the flavor of wine. That water will absorb the flavor of wine from the sediment. And then you take it out and you drink it, that's okay. Somehow, again, it's not so different to the case we had, but that would also be permitted. Adkan.